every once in a while we get a celebrity that is recorded misspeaking or mispronouncing something. It's usually Wendy Williams.
Cornova.
You would never expect that it's Elton John. So Elton John has a book coming out. He has his memoir that's out. And he is reading his own memoir. You know how like my book is coming, my book came out and I didn't get to read my own book because they hired a professional.
Right.
Because apparently I'm not a professional. So Elton John is reading his own book, but he cannot say the word preposterousness.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. Preposterousness. Preposterousness.
Nope.
It wasn't just
preposterousness.
It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness. Preposterousness. Preposterousness.
It just gets worse and worse.
I can't say it. Preposterousness. It wasn't just a sheer preposterousness of what had happened. It was that I realized there was a precedent. There was a precedent for it from early on in my career.
So you just skipped it. You just skip past the word and hope they can put it together.
But you can't skip it because it's in the book. That's the thing. You can't suddenly use a different word. You have to read what's actually in your book.
Well, so, if he can't say the word, why would he write the word?
Well, you can write a word that you can't read. I mean, it wasn't expecting. Listen, he just wanted to use the word. It made sense in the moment when he was writing his memoir. He didn't realize he was going to have to say it later.
No, if I'm writing a book, I'm not going to say the word cystic fibrosis. I'm not going to write that because I can never say that word. And my whole career, I have not been able to say that word. So when we had a promo about that disease,
cystic fibrosis, yeah,
that one, I wouldn't be able to do it. It used to drive me crazy. So if I'm writing a book, I'm not putting that word in there just because I can't say it.
I don't think he realized that he couldn't say preposterousness specifically. Like, I don't think that as he was writing it, I think he thought, wow, this situation was really preposterous. So let me say that. Let me use that word. His editor might have put it in. You know,
right.
A lot of these people don't even write their own memoirs. So someone else used that word, and now he has to say it, but he can't.
Yeah,
so.
but even if you write my book, don't put cystic fibrosis.
Cystic fibrosis, yeah.
In the book, because I can't say it, and it's haunted me my whole life.
Your book is going to go like this. So you talk for a little bit, and then stop, and I'll say what you can't say. This is Anthony's book.
When I was in high school, I used to smoke between classes. I used to smoke with my best friend, Rick. But my best friend, Rick, had
cystic fibrosis.
And he couldn't smoke as much as I could because he had
cystic fibrosis.
See how that works?
Yeah, see, that's how we should do it. Just get a completely different voice. Somebody that can pronounce it. That's what's going to happen in that book. So suddenly you're going to have Elton John, he's going to be speaking, telling the story about sitting in his wet underpants in his dressing room. And then suddenly he's going to say, and the whole situation was preposterousness. Maybe some random other person.
See, and that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know that his book is funny, but now it is.